A group of volunteers set out from Petersburg last Friday for the south end of Mitkoff Island. Their mission? To find whether or not European green crab have taken hold there. KFSK's Hannah Weaver attended the search and has more.
A team of 10 people line up from the shoreline to the trees on a beach near Woodpecker Cove. They're a group of mostly volunteers on the hunt for invasive European green crabs. After about an hour of scouring the rocky beach for crab shells, they tally up their findings.
Yes, put them all right there, whatever you found.
Got our dungies. We got the one red rock. Oh, yay, that's the first shore crab I've seen. And I think I see two shore crabs.
They've caught lots of other kinds of crabs, but still no European green. That's a good thing, because they haven't been spotted this far north yet. So the group sets back out, and after a little while, Diane Benson thinks she's found one. Her sister-in-law shouts for help.
All right.
The tiny, dark green crab is alive and scuttling around the beach. The group scoops it up in a white shell. Sunny Rice of the Marine Conservation Group, Alaska Sea Grant, is one of the trip organizers.
How many spines?
She hurries over to inspect their findings.
He's definitely green.
He's definitely green.
But I hope he's a purple shore crab, even though he's green. Let me see. It's not a European green crab.
Yay!
A European green crab would have 5 bumps between the eye and the edge. And it would have 3 bumps in between the 2 eyes. So this guy is green, but he doesn't have any bumps between the eyes.
Green crab is a bit of a misnomer, Rice says.
Maybe we should just give him a different name, because the green crab kind of throws you off. I mean, they can be green, but that's not the best characteristic.
The crew didn't end up finding any European green crabs during this hunt, but Rice says it's only a matter of time before they reach Mitkoff Island. They were first spotted in San Francisco in 1989 and have since spread north to the Ketchikan area, where they've been for the past couple of years.
When you get an aggressive new crab species into, you know, different habitats, it could be disastrous for the habitats and the other native animals, so.
That's Brandon Tines. He's the director of the Indian Grant Assistance Program at the Petersburg Indian Association. What makes European green crab especially disastrous is that they tear up eelgrass, he explains, which is a key habitat for species like pink salmon.
Yeah, Washington State, yeah, they've spent tens of millions of dollars fighting green crabs, so.
It's economic, too.
Yeah, like our fisheries right now are really kind of in a slump, so if you get this invasive species coming in and tearing stuff up, it's not good.
Tines helped Rice organize this crab hunt and a similar one last year. Then they were looking on multiple beaches around Mitkoff Island. Now they're just focusing on this south end beach. Here it's further from the Stikine River's flow, which they suspect has too strong a current for crabs to survive. In the car ride back, Rice says citizen science projects like these are essential, especially when staffing is low. Right now, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has only one invasive species coordinator for the whole state.
I think all the citizen science is like, we don't have enough bodies to get the data in enough different locations, and so let's enlist the public to help us. And this is definitely a case of that.
Rice and Tines will be setting up traps later this week on the same beach to continue their search for European green crab. They encourage others to keep a lookout, too. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Weaver.